Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And we're going to turn our attention right now to one of the hottest golfers in the world, one of the young guns on the European side, getting ready for the Ryder Cup just about a month from now. He is currently in the top 10 standings for the European team, which Nick Faldo will be heading up at Valhalla in Kentucky. He is Ian Poulter, the Englishman, joining us this morning. Ian, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Good morning. Absolute pleasure.
You are having a very good year, especially recently. You're just fresh off that great second-place finish at Birkdale in the British Open. How's your year going so far? How's your game?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the Open, you know, a couple of weeks ago was a massive boost of confidence, and you know, to move myself not only up the order merit position and FedEx Cup points, it's put me in a nice position with a few weeks to go for Ryder Cup, and you know, I'm certainly looking forward to playing, you know, good golf over the next few weeks, and you know, making that Ryder Cup side.
Ian, I got to ask you about the last round, specifically the last hole of the British Open, where, you know, you make that long, semi-long putt, and you have that fist pump, real show of emotion. Did you think at that time you had a chance to win, or were you just happy that you played well that last round?
No, I mean, looking at the leaderboard, looking at Padraig having four or five holes to play, I was going to post what I thought was going to be a score close to running Padraig, so obviously to win the Open Championship. So as far as I was concerned, walking on the 18th green and having a 15-18 footer to potentially win the Open was, you know, it was very rewarding to roll that in and, you know, possibly have that chance. And as it unfolded, you know, an hour later, obviously it come up a couple of shots too light, but you know, all credit to Padraig with finishing four under par for the last six holes. That certainly wasn't what I was thinking he might have finished like, but you know, it was a great finish for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Padraig's finish was strong there at Birkdale. PGA Tour Pro Ian Poulter joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Ian, you mentioned the Ryder Cup. I'm sure you're very excited for that. It's not your first time in the Ryder Cup. You've been there before, but this time a little different because a fellow Englishman is the captain, and Nick Faldo. How excited are you for that?
Yeah, that's going to be a huge boost to the side as well. I mean, I think a lot of the guys that are going to make the side looked up to Nick when he was world number one, and certainly I did with being brought up only 15 minutes away from where Nick grew up. And you know, I've certainly become good friends with Nick, and I certainly would like to be able to represent the side and you know, be a player and be a good team member.
How close is that English contingent? You and, you know, Nick Faldo before you, and the guys that came before you, Tony Jacklin, but the guy, your peers now, Luke Donald, Justin Rose, Paul Casey. How close are all you English golfers?
We're all close. I think looking at the whole picture, though, you know, all of the European guys get on fantastic. We all know each other. We all try and socialize together on certain tournaments, and that's what gives us a great bond. And I think that's we've certainly showed that over the last number of Ryder Cups that it's been very, very strong. And I think everybody's witnessed that.
Ian, speaking about the Ryder Cup, the Americans' big gun Tiger Woods is not going to be there this year, although he doesn't have a great Ryder Cup record. Nonetheless, the best player in the world not going to be there. The Americans sort of using this as a kind of a rallying cry, like, hey, we're, you know, now we're truly the underdogs, and you know, without Tiger there, we really all have to play well. Do you think this is going to make that much of a difference to the American team in a way, not having Tiger there and using this as a motivational ploy for them?
Very possibly. I mean, looking at Tiger's record in Ryder Cup, as you said, it's not one that he would be too proud of. But any side, any team without Tiger Woods, you know, is definitely a lot weaker. But you know, guys that are going to step into his position and his place are obviously going to be keen to go out there and perform and try and win. Representing your country means everything, and I think for the guys, it might be something that it actually spurs them on to go out there and play good, with obviously Tiger not being there. So, yeah, obviously Europe is going to be favourites going into it. But, you know, we can't underestimate how strong Europe, you know, the American side is. It's still going to be a very, very strong side. And we've seen it in singles. You know, the Americans are incredibly good at match play.
Ian Poulter joining us here on the line, PGA Tour pro and an Englishman, Russ Evans and Pat Rooney with you on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Ian, speaking of Tiger Woods, you had some comments a couple months ago that really caught headlines, and I don't know if they came out the way that you intended them to. If you could just clarify exactly what you said regarding Tiger and yourself and the number two in the world and those types of comments, and were you surprised with how much furor that they brought?
Yeah, I mean, I was certainly surprised with the controversy it caused, but you know, the comments were very innocent. I was to be honest, being very, very complimentary to Tiger. We was talking about how far ahead he is, basically, of world number two, and that was the equivalent of number two to number 1,000. And when you look at that, you just see how good a golfer Tiger is. But what I did say was that I feel that the number two spot is certainly achievable. And if you do play well over a 1 or 2 year period, you could certainly see yourself moving to a number two spot. We saw it with Justin. Justin moved from 50 something in the world and moved into the top six in just 1 year. And if he followed his year on, he would be able to come number two in the world. And that's basically what I was saying. And if I could put myself in that situation, the world ranking points would show Tiger and then me. That's how the whole thing come about. You know, it's Tiger Woods and then me. That's not what I was saying. I was just saying that if I can perform very, very well for 2 years, I think anybody in the top 50 of the world can reach number two spot. And that's that, you know, it just goes to show how far Tiger Woods is ahead of you. So, it's something that I'm past. It caused a problem for a couple of months, and obviously I took a lot of stick for it, but they were innocent comments. They got slightly taken out of context, but it's all good. I'm just happy to be speaking my mind always, but sometimes people misunderstand.
Nothing wrong with having confidence in yourself, Ian. Ian, my last question for me, we still have one major left this year, the PGA Championship. As an overall question, which major do you enjoy playing in the most?
Well, go back 10 years, I was a shop assistant. Every major I enjoy playing. The Open Championship, obviously, for me, being back home, would probably be the most enjoyable one. To put them in order, I wouldn't want to put them in any order. To be perfectly honest, they are such great golf tournaments, all of them, and I look forward to every single one of them. And I prepare the same way for all of them, and I take them all very seriously.
Ian Poulter joining us here on the line, Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Ian, last thing for you before we let you go. I can't have Ian Poulter on the show and not ask him about his wardrobe. You are definitely avant-garde when it comes to your dress. You've got your own line of clothing. Just give me an idea for when did this start? Did you always dress fashionably as a child, or is this something that came about a couple of years ago as a golfer?
Well, I worked in retail for a good number of years. I worked on a market stall from the age of 11, and I kind of got the bug for trying to dress well at an early age. And it's just been a steady progression. Obviously, I couldn't quite afford all the designer names when I was growing up as a kid, but got the passion for clothes over a good number of years. And I think it's been a dream come true over the last 2 years. The Ian Poulter design team now is going strong. We're now working on collection 5. We're now currently selling spring summer 09, which is an awesome collection. And every year the collection's getting bigger and bigger. And it's becoming more fun every week. There's something new. We're testing something. The products are changing, and it really is a dream come true to be able to design something, to see it made, and to see people wearing it and enjoying it. It's been a great journey in such a short space of time.
Well, Ian, if you're ever looking for a couple of models in South Florida to wear your pink slacks and stuff, keep Pat and I in mind, okay?
I will do, for sure.
He is Ian Poulter, one of the greatest golfers in the world, fresh off that second-place finish at Birkdale. A lot left on the PGA Tour season this year, including the Ryder Cup in a couple of weeks in Kentucky. Ian, thank you so much for the time. Good luck the rest of the way this year.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
Good stuff there from Ian Poulter. And it's hard to believe, Pat, that he's still winless in the States. He's got 9 international victories, so he's won overseas many a times in Europe and Asia. He's played on 2 Ryder Cup teams, 2004, 2006. This will be his 3rd Ryder Cup team this year in 08, a couple weeks from now in Valhalla. You know, he's going to break through pretty soon.